Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. The American Revolution is often remembered as a war for liberty, but for African Americans, it was a fight with even higher stakes. Many saw the war as an opportunity to claim their own independence, some by serving in the ranks, others by seizing newfound chances to escape enslavement. On February 20th, historian and author Richard Bell visits the Delaware History Museum in Wilmington to speak about how the chaos of the American Revolution created unexpected paths to freedom for many enslaved people. And in this edition of History Matters, Delaware Public Media's Joey Rosari is joined by Bell to explore this pivotal chapter in Black history.
When most people hear that the American Revolution was a transformative event in African American history, I think they're probably surprised to hear that and would think you meant to say the Civil War and not the American Revolution. So can you unpack that for us and why the American Revolution was such a significant moment for African Americans?
Absolutely. And there's nothing wrong, of course, with thinking of the Civil War as a transformative moment in African American history, which it certainly was. But it's also true that the American Revolution, a series of events we don't often reflexively connect with African American history, is also a watershed moment for people of African descent in the country that's about to become the United States. And that's because in any major war, enslaved populations seek to make the best opportunity they can of the disruptions caused by a war. So in the case of the American Revolution, you see enslaved people seize the opportunity to try to claim freedom for themselves by escaping from their enslavers on both sides of the line and headed for whatever army they think is most likely to offer them sanctuary in return for their military intelligence, geopolitical intelligence, labor, manpower, etc. That's true in the Civil War, famously, but it's also true in the American Revolution, which I think many scholars would argue is a freedom war for African Americans.
And this might seem obvious to some, but do we have an idea of how enslaved individuals broadly viewed the war?
Enslaved individuals' perceptions of the ideologies and causes that both sides are fighting for is hard to recover with the surviving historical sources that we have because of limits on enslaved people's literacy at the time, the relatively small number of free black folks of African descent at this point in American history, and of course, the lack of care to preserve what records enslaved and free black people who were literate actually produced. So there's a lot of inference involved. And the most useful way to do that is, of course, to look at behavior, to see what enslaved people did. And we know that many of them seized the opportunity to run away and to join actually the British army, which is perhaps counterintuitive given what we normally think about the Patriots' slogans about liberty and equality. But there's a reason for that, and that's because several commanders of British forces in North America announce what you could think of as freedom proclamations or miniature emancipation proclamations, where they promise enslaved individuals who are owned by patriot enslavers that if they abandon their patriot enslavers and come find British lines and come join the British Army, that they will be rewarded for that move with lifelong freedom after Britain wins the war. And so that's an unprecedented offer. And so we know that tens of thousands of enslaved people surged towards British lines to try and force British commanders to make good on those promises.
So what were some of the biggest or most impactful contributions that African Americans made to the Revolutionary War effort?
We can see African Americans making important contributions on both sides of the political divide. And I certainly don't want to give anyone the impression that enslaved people only fought on the British side. That's not true. The rough numbers we have suggest that approximately 5,000 to 6,000 black people, many of them enslaved at the start of the war, come into the Patriot lines by one means or another and serve in various military skirmishes. I'm thinking of the Battle of Bunker Hill, for instance, up in Boston as one example. They also serve sometimes in patriot privateers, which means, you know, a maritime service at sea. And so their military contributions, whether it's at land and on sea, are always to augment the fighting strength of whatever side they've joined. But numbers-wise, we know that there's really no comparison. Numbers-wise, we know that somewhere between 25,000 and 30,000 black people, most of them formerly enslaved, choose the king's side in hopes of holding those British commanders to promises of lifelong freedom they've made, and that their augmentation of both troop strength at battles like the battles of Great Bridge in Norfolk, Virginia, and their efforts to strengthen civilian supply chains, to work in British Navy yards in places like New York and Brooklyn, to be laborers, to be drivers, to be cooks, to be stable masters, all indirectly augments the British war effort as well. Both of these sides, Joe, are trying to build complex coalitions of manpower and sometimes woman power to throw at the enemy. And African Americans make, I think, decisive contributions on both sides of the line.
I'm sure there are going to be a lot of listeners out there who'll be surprised to hear that African Americans threw themselves into the Revolutionary War effort with more enthusiasm and with more at stake than many white colonists. But how did African Americans' participation in the war challenge prevailing notions of race and freedom in colonial America?
Yes, that's such an important question, because we know that several thousand enslaved people at the start of the war do in fact gain their freedom as a result of their military service. By the end of the war, they hold those British commanders to their promises. They hold a few patriots to similar promises in smaller numbers. But we also know that their participation really shines a spotlight on the flimsiness of all the sloganeering among white colonists about liberty and equality. There's a British commentator living in London at the time. His name's Dr. Johnson, Dr. Samuel Johnson. He's famous to Americans as the writer of the English Dictionary. And he's a staunch supporter of the King's cause. And when he's commenting on the white patriot colonists' sloganeering, he says, "How is it that we hear the loudest yelps for liberty among the owners of enslaved people?" I'm paraphrasing a little bit there. So he's pointing out what many British people at the time, and certainly what many enslaved African Americans at the time, regarded as the dissonance between white colonists' claims to be fighting for liberty and equality and the fact that some of those white patriots, of course, simultaneously owned enslaved people at the same time. Thomas Jefferson, George Washington being famous examples. So African-American participation in the war, especially against the patriots, sort of reminds us that this was a very active debate about what freedom means, what liberty means, what equality means, and for whom, Joe, in the 1770s and 1780s.
So your upcoming talk on February 20th at 6:30 p.m. at the Delaware History Museum is titled "To Preserve Slavery, Human Bondage, and the American Revolution," and it's made possible in part by a grant from Delaware 250. So as we reflect on African Americans' invaluable place in the Revolution, how can we better recognize the history and agency of African Americans during the Revolution, both in historical scholarship and in public knowledge?
What I can say, Joe, in response to that very challenging question is that the work is being done by scholars, many of them scholars of color, of course, to shine a spotlight on the contributions of African-American people at every point in America's long history, including the Revolution, not simply the Civil War. And so I'd encourage anyone who wants to learn more to come out to the talk, to contact me if they want to get a list of reading to keep them busy for a whole summer on these topics, or to read any of the recent book-length accounts of the American Revolution written by reputable scholars that incorporate this important strand into their narrative of how this war unfolded. I'm thinking, for instance, of a recent book by Woody Holton, who teaches at the University of South Carolina, who wrote a fantastic one-volume history of the American Revolution about 2 years ago. That book by Professor Holton is called Liberty is Sweet, and it incorporates a very broad cast of characters into that familiar narrative about the American Revolution. So we get all the usual redcoats, we get all our patriot heroes that we know and love, but we also get a much richer cast supplemented by lots and lots of women on both sides, by Native American figures, and of course by African American enslaved people and free people, each fighting to advance their own agendas in time of war. And that multicultural reality, I think, is a reality at every point in American history. And we are never served by sanding away that complexity or boiling complicated, multifaceted stories down to simple heroes and villains, rebels and redcoats. American history is always messier than that, Joe, and always, I think, a lot more interesting.
Thanks to historian and author Richard Bell and our Joe Irizarry for showing us why history matters this week.